always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
All right, Bridget Van Means with Thrive joins us right now. Bridget, big day for all the nonprofits in the area, and there are hundreds and hundreds of them out there, but this is particularly big for you all. So I want to get in the, you know, kind of the importance of Give STL Day, which I think is a great concept, by the way, just overall. But secondly, with all the political instability that's happening right now, with everything that's going on, and I'm not asking you to comment on what you don't want to there, but it does drive the point home that there is a fight against a culture of life in Missouri. In Illinois, you know, the government has no culture of life whatsoever. So what you do is bigger than politics, but it's also in competition with politics as well. So it's important, I think, to start off our conversation, Bridget, with focusing on, we're actually talking about lives. We're talking about women. We're talking about, you know, young men who may or may not be ready to be dads. We're talking about the children who are involved. We're talking about all these services that is nothing to do with politics in so many ways. So I just kind of want to reset people on a day like Give STL Day.
Yeah, good morning. It is such an exciting day. Give St. Louis Day is important for over 1,000 nonprofits, but we do know that Thrive is set apart quite a bit because the gifts that your listeners consider giving even right now, maybe they'll, as soon as they're done driving, just jump right on the website at thrivealivestl.org. Literally, those gifts go to work immediately to rescue lives. So in other words, every single day, a mom reaches out who's determined to have an abortion. She works with our nurses. Suddenly, the idea of possibility is opened up to her through the resources and the care and the environment. And suddenly that child is rescued. And now that child is going to live. And that happens every single day, probably except Sundays, one day of rest that we set aside. And so those gifts go to work immediately. It's so very direct and so pointed towards life and death. And, you know, we have Mom's Day. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. And we're calling today the mom factor. And so we're asking people to jump on our website and we've created a special opportunity where they can dedicate the gift to their mom, and we'll be announcing those moms. And so it's a very special day. As you guys know, a year ago, almost today, my mom went to heaven. So she actually went to heaven on Give It St. Louis Day. We were lagging all day that day. I said, my mom said she had to get up there and pray from the right hand of the Father. So we know it's a very, very special day. We have a lot of fun with it. We enjoy competition. And of course, the unique thing is that your listeners and others like them have made Thrive the number one nonprofit in the city 7 years in a row. It's never happened before. It's unprecedented. We've set a whole new standard. Keeping life number one in our city now, today, is more important than ever. So usually, you know, we're giving a strong message, but I really do want to talk just directly to you who are listening right now, who had a mom that made a difference in your life, or didn't have a mom who made a difference in your life, and someone else stepped in and was that mom for you. Some of us have fabulous grandmothers that made an impact. I know I did, and we're asking you to jump online and make a gift and dedicate it to that mom, and even tell us a little bit about that mom factor. We love those mom stories.
Good morning, Bridget. Gabe Pfeiffer here. So every time I take another look at Thrive, you guys are doing something awesome, something new, and you're expanding into new territory. What's the latest? What's the latest push that Thrive is looking to make in the coming year and years?
Right. So, of course, as you know, we've added dads to the mix, and Levi is leading that. And you guys have given him a great opportunity to tell those stories. But I'll tell you what really stirs my heart is our merging with AI, artificial intelligence, and also this Thrive Plus product that allows the girl to access services on her phone so she can have these private, difficult conversations with a nurse right on her cell phone. And so that's called Thrive Plus, and that's going to allow us to scale. And I'm going to boldly tell you that our intention is to double in size in the next 12 months. And today is really critical for that. So we're just asking people to help us connect. There are lots of moms who have lost their lives through abortion, not just women who have been injured, but about half of those children who've been taken from us through abortion, those would have been moms. And that whole lifeline is cut off. It's almost more to think about than you can even imagine. But, you know, today is really about that, that it's so sacred and it's so profound that it's even sometimes hard to grasp the significance of one life, just one life, and the impact that it has. And that life will be a mom, a dad, a husband, a wife, best friend, best teacher, doctor, frontline workers, emergency, serving in the military, on and on and on and on, right? This, the infinite value of one life. And so today is a day that we can literally make an investment. Small gifts matter because unique gifts help us stay in that championship position. Big gifts matter. But what's most important is the gifts go to work immediately to rescue lives. And so we're asking that you jump on thrivealivestl.org and keep life number one in the city.
Yeah, and it's also very, very tangible, very real. I mean, when I was there and you all were showing me around there, you talk about having the nurses on here. These aren't people just with a degree. These are practicing medical professionals with medical rooms. I mean, this is the real deal. And if people saw what is there, this isn't a lobbying or awareness situation. This is providing very real, tangible services to the people who are in a most critical and vulnerable time of their lives. And that's why I say, set aside the politics. This is the real work being done. And you all have actually figured out your sophistication with the model of this. You know about how much it takes in donations to save lives, and then also set people up for a productive life of their own as well. And that's one of the things I think is very, very compelling, is that it's so tangible, real lives, real faces, and you know exactly what works on the ground.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And, you know, these medical professionals have really set their hearts aside and their lives aside for missionary work, right? Because they could make 2 to 3 times more money than they're making with us as a nonprofit, especially now post-COVID. Nurses can kind of write their own salary and huge signing bonuses and things like this. And this is a vocation that they are called into, and they have the opportunity to step into the most important humanitarian effort in our lifetime. Abortion kills more people than anything else in the world. It's shocking to even think about. And so they are bringing their professionalism. They're also bringing their poise, their kindness, their beauty, their warmth to bear. And all of that really helps that mom open up her heart to those practical resources. Because when you went on your tour, they also slung that door open and you saw all those beautiful baby outfits and diapers and cribs and car seats and all of the things that she would get with a really fantastic baby shower, and all of those things she gets to earn by learning how to be a great parent. And it's just a fabulous opportunity. So yes, they're of the utmost professionalism, and they're also the deepest, most caring, because they've really made a sacrifice to be able to do what they're doing. And your listeners help that. So imagine a little gift of $33 triggering a rescue, so someone can jump on. Because sometimes you hear all this and you think, well, my gift won't make a difference. Just even a gift of $33 can trigger a rescue and let us connect with an abortion determined girl today, and then suddenly the possibility of motherhood takes hold, and the rest is history, so to speak.
Hey, good morning, Bridget. Stal Pontikas here. And hey. Gabe had touched on this a little bit, and you did also, about expanding your services. And Levi talked to us about the new focus that you have in helping fathers get involved. Could you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you guys are something else. You don't need to be told what to do by a bunch of women.
wait, what?
And what?
Wait, what?
So, yeah, but what is working is guys like Levi coming alongside, side by side. You guys don't take a lot, but community makes a difference. So women, we're talking, we're processing our emotions, and all of those wonderful things are happening behind closed doors. The guys just need another guy to come alongside them and say, hey, dude, I was where you were, and we can help. We can do this together, dude. Let's go. Let's go fix a car and figure out how to be good dads together and get you plugged into a better job and those sorts of things. So it's a very different style of advocacy, and a lot of it is just Levi and the team that he's building just coming alongside the guys. Like, we use this analogy of, you guys know it, the women like to sit face to face and we're talking and we're commiserating. What do guys like to do? They like to fish shoulder to shoulder, fixing a car together shoulder by shoulder, going to a baseball game shoulder to shoulder. So it's really just more about that, just having a guy in his corner and kind of walking it out. It's not that complicated, and Levi is doing an amazing job, and God is really, really, really showing up in that program. So it's super exciting. They throw axes together, they bowl together, not a whole lot of talking, but a lot of doing and a lot of friendship, and it makes all the difference in the world. It's so cool.
Wait a minute, go back to that axe part.
that actually sounds really fun.
I know Levi will get you on the list for that.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Bridget, let's give the website out there, because today, Give STL, the actual day itself, I know there's extra, you know, extra impact on that, because being number one, yes, I love that you said that you're competitive, because anybody who knows you knows that's absolutely the case. It's also a very clear message of support for other people who think we're alone out here in the pro-life cause. And so it's important to put that and make that number one. One, because it means that, you know, we're showing more support than, you know, Planned Parenthood and some of the others. Mm-hmm. But it's just really crucial when the media reports, hey, Give STL Day was a success, yeah, and X number of millions of dollars was raised. The top recipient was Thrive, which hopefully we can keep you there. I've already made my donation. And so, absolutely. And so when people see that, it's important that isn't just about our side one. It's about messaging and reaching so many other people who now know they're not alone. And of course, all the women out there who see that and will maybe realize for the first time there's a resource available because they saw it on the news. Yeah. That's why it matters.
Absolutely. And we just added up the numbers. We just rolled to a triple match now. So every dollar given, the dollar you gave is actually worth $3. So that's so exciting. And just go to thrivealivestl.org. And I know that you're listening and you care. And maybe you haven't yet just taken that extra step in your busy day to go to the website, but just jump on thrivealivestl.org, give a gift of any size, dedicate it to your favorite mom, and you'll help change the world. It's an amazing, amazing thing that God has put in our reach, the ability to shift destinies. Every time a child is rescued, our nation and our world's destiny is shifted. It's profound, but we're made in his image, and that's how much impact we make. So thrivealivestl.org today, a few times today even. I gave one gift, and I know I'll be giving throughout the day as I respond to the leaders board.
Absolutely. And then, of course, everybody, put that out on your social media. I put the link on our Rumble, but get out there and share that as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Bridget, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks for having us on. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.